Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Hail Yes podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba. How is everyone doing today? I took a week off for Thanksgiving. Yes, I did. I decided, let me just take a little bit of a rest week. I knew that I was going to have a chaotic December. And I don't know, this year felt so insane. Like, it's Thanksgiving and then immediately we were like walking into December. So I said, let me just take a week off from doing a podcast episode. Everyone will hear me again the following week, and it will be the second day of Hailmas when this episode drops. For those who do not know what Hailmas is, I post Monday through Friday every single day leading up to Christmas in the month of December. It is a crazy, insane time for me, but I am so fortunate to be able to do this another year, and you guys are looking forward to it, so I'm really grateful. And I call it Hailmas because it's my name with Christmas. Haley Christmas. Hailmas. Perfect. And the giveaway prizes this year are definitely better than last year. I'm really, really, really happy about it. So I am just so happy to be doing it, but I knew I wanted to take a week off to rest, to recover, and spend time with family and friends. Thanksgiving was very intimate. It was very sweet. It was perfect. I went to my family home, which I'm so fortunate to have. I love that my parents still live in the house I grew up in. And it's always decorated so beautifully. My mom is just such a beautiful soul when it comes to making a house a home. So even walking in there and seeing like the Jersey gaudy aesthetic and the coziness of it all, it was just perfect. And shout out to my sister. She cooked a lot this year. And I'm so grateful that she did, because since I lost weight, I have not had the motivation or the excitement to make big dishes anymore. I don't know what it is. I think it's just the fact that I've had so much discipline with my diet that I have a disconnection with making crazy carbohydrates. Like, I just don't really see the point. Now, of course, I probably could have mustered up the courage and sucked it up and made something really phenomenal for Thanksgiving. But I didn't have to, because my mom is a phenomenal cook. My sister has become such an amazing cook that I really just didn't need to show up with crazy dishes this year. I made a loaded hummus and these amazing honey mustard carrots. They were delicious, by the way. And I was the girl who brought the veggies. And my sister made the viral tahini mac and cheese and mashed potatoes and banana pudding and a phenomenal charcuterie board. She really did her thing. So shout out to my sister. She is amazing. But I just didn't really need to make anything crazy. And it was an intimate, beautiful dinner. It was quick. It was easy. It was great. There was no family drama. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. I hope that your guys' holiday was good. I know not everyone celebrates Thanksgiving, but here we do. It's nothing insane. We just, you know, get together, eat, and it's an excuse for us to all see each other, which I love. Anyways, moving on. I wanted to kind of discuss today creating discipline when you're comfortable. And this is a very personal episode for me because it has a lot to do with things that I talked about with my life coach last week. And I felt like I could really make a good episode about this because I'm going through this at the moment. And I'm sure that there is somebody listening who can resonate. Going back into the topic about Hailmas, let me just kind of bring you back a year. Last year, I did Hailmas and I executed it effortlessly. My life looked so different last year. To give you a little context, I purchased my house in March. I was down bad. is that even the proper terminology? Maybe I don't use that word right, but my finances were in the drain. It was a very expensive time for me. And the truth is, I didn't have much of an option. I know a lot of people would say like, oh, like, why would you buy a house when you were going to be like financially in debt or whatever? And I wasn't going to be in debt, but I knew it was going to be an adjustment. Living where I was living prior was not doing my finances any good either. The apartment I was living in was constantly raising the rent every year. I was spending an astronomical amount on rent, and it wasn't mine. I didn't own it. And I was outgrowing the living situation in itself. I have two dogs. I wanted them to have a yard. So buying this house was, to me, the best thing I could do for myself. And I'm so grateful I did. But I was not in the best place. I wasn't struggling, but I sure as hell would know when I get paid. I knew when a payment would drop into my account, and I loved it. Oh my God, payday was my favorite day. And when I did Hail Miss last year, there was so much passion behind it because I wanted to really grind and hustle. And a lot of my grind and my hustle comes from struggle. And I think that that is not only something that I taught myself, but it was something that was instilled in me. I watched my parents become financially free through struggle. And I thought, okay, that is something that I have to do as well. Now, the truth is, my parents have made my life insanely easy. There have been moments where I have had to really reflect and say, girl, you didn't have to struggle. You chose to struggle because you have too much pride to speak up and say, hey, I need help, or hey, I need assistance. But I always had access to help. My parents want to make their kids' lives easier, and they want to help any way they can, but they also have instilled in us to help ourselves. And I'm grateful for that duality. I think it's important to do stuff for yourself, but also be able to rely on others. And I know that not everyone has the privilege to do so, but I do, and I'm so grateful for that. But as someone who has that privilege, I wasn't leaning on my privilege as much. And I would thrive and grind through struggle. Last year during Hail Miss, I was working like a dog. And I think that there was a lot of reasons why. One being, working felt good to me because there was something that I could get in the end. There was like a validating gratification in the end, which was money, right? There was also nobody in my life at the time that was occupying my time. A lot of my friends were in relationships and still are. And I didn't have anybody in my life at the time. I wasn't dating. So working felt like my relationship. It felt like my career. It felt like my relationship. And it felt like my life. And I loved it. It was really fun for me. I'm not going to sit here and complain. But when I spoke to my life coach the other day, and she was asking me, how do you feel this year about Hail Miss? I started crying immediately, and she couldn't understand why. And I'm like, I don't know how to say this, but I'm not struggling anymore. And she was like, explain, like, what is it? And I'm like, because I'm not struggling, I don't have the same passion and desire to do this thing that I did through struggle. And it clicked with me that my discipline comes from struggle. And I'm not as good at being a disciplined person when I'm comfortable, when I'm okay, when I'm secure. And when I tell you, a whirlwind of emotions came over me because, one, I am so grateful that I'm not struggling. And to be honest, I didn't even realize it until I said it, because now, whether I get paid or not, I'm okay. And that's not a brag. It's a little bit of a flex, but it's really just a moment of gratitude for me. Like, wow, being paid is a bonus, but it's not an end-all be-all for me. Like, I have minimized my expenses, and I knew that this house would pay off long-term because, yes, it was extremely expensive in the beginning. I was catching up on bills. I was redoing certain things that were costing me a fortune. But I knew eventually my house was going to feel light because my mortgage is not expensive. And the load was going to eventually lighten up the less I had to do. And now the money that I spend in my home is cosmetic. It's not so much about, oh, this needs to happen, but it's more of like, this I want done. I don't need it, but I want it because it's going to aesthetically make this space more beautiful. It's been almost 2 years. I'll be living in this home 2 years. Life is just so different now. My expenses are different. My money is better. My life is different. I spent this summer finding myself in a way that I never thought I could or would. I learned the art of balance and finding happiness in doing nothing and finding happiness in going out and enjoying myself and not expecting such a crazy work ethic that would drain me to make me feel good. And this year, I feel grateful, but also lost. And the reason I feel lost is because I don't know how to implement discipline when I'm comfortable. And I'm navigating that now. And I'm so grateful that I brought this up to my life coach because she is helping me kind of navigate and find my new purpose.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I think my purpose before was, okay, you got to do this because you need it and you're going to struggle if you don't get it. And now my purpose is just purely about creating and about giving back and about connection. That feels insane. Now, I hope that me divulging all of this to you doesn't make you think that I don't love my job, because I do. My job was given to me by God. And I say this all the time. I feel my life, the way it went, how it was designed, was so written in the stars that I could not have come up with this myself. This was given to me by God. And I know this to be true because I'm never sick of it. I'm never bored of it. And it feels natural to me. The things that people ask me to talk about, like they'll go, tell me, how do you come up with all these ideas? How do you know what to say? How do you know what to do? And I wish I could give like this really sound, great advice, like, oh, you got to do this, this, and this. But the truth is, it comes natural to me. It's just something that I can do easily. Coming up with ideas, moving with the times, growing with the brand, growing with my channel has been an effortless, natural thing for me. And I know it's effortless because God made sure of it. I never thought in a million years that at 27 years old that I would be so content and comfortable to where I am not really yearning for anything. My whole life has been built on always trying to get the next best thing. And I knew I was changing when a couple weeks ago, I kind of decided I wanted to get a new car. There's a multitude of reasons why. I put a lot of miles on my current Range Rover. I drive so much. Don't ask why. It's a therapy for me. And I bought my car brand new and I put so many miles on it. And I'm almost done paying off my car. And I thought, should I pay it off and keep it, or should I trade it in and get a new, better, more expensive Range Rover? So I contacted my car guy and he found me a car, and it was in San Diego and he was going to have it shipped out here or whatever. And I was going to get that for myself for Christmas. And then we were going over, you know, the rates and the percentages and all that. And the interest rate was 15%. Now, for those who know anything about buying a car, that is an astronomical number. It makes no sense for me to spend that much on a car interest wise. And it just felt so out of alignment for me that I was like, you know what? let's wait. I don't need the car right now. It's not like something I'm dying for. And I knew I changed when I said that and I didn't care. Because in the past, I would have bought the car to validate myself that I could do it and to validate others. Oh, look at me. Look at me. I bought myself a new Range Rover and I would put myself in a hole just to prove that. Where now I'm like, what the fuck do I have to prove? I love my car. I love my life. Everything is good. I'm not desperate. I'm not yearning. I'm not needing. It was more so of a want. And if the want didn't align, I was able to release it. And that felt so good. I'm like, wow, Haley, you have come so far. You are not dying at the idea of having something new and shiny and exciting. That does not give me the same feeling that it used to. I used to be so obsessed with buying luxury items and cars and owning certain things where like now I'm like, I have my own house. I am able to take care of myself and my dogs very easily. I have the luxury of doing what I want when I want. I could hop on a plane tomorrow and go to Dubai. I could take a week off from work. I could take a month off from work and I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't even feel it financially. That is the true peace and luxury that I never thought I would have. And it has made me so much more intentional and frugal. I don't even recognize myself. So I say all of that to say that I have been grappling with this new found acceptance in being able to be comfortable but still having discipline in the things that I need to be disciplined in. Because my discipline stemmed from struggle. I was very on it with my routines and with making money because I knew that if I didn't, I wouldn't have it. But what happens when if you didn't, you'd still have it? Well, now you need to create discipline around something else. So I sat with that thought and said, okay, it's time to shift my thinking around my career. It's time to shift my thinking around money, around my time, around my energy. And wow, the privilege to even be able to do this, man, am I blessed. And I thank all of you, by the way, for this, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't even be able to be saying this right now. And I hope that it's not coming off out of touch and pretentious because I'm truthfully so grateful, but I'm also so shocked that this is my reality. Like a part of me feels out of body. I feel disconnected from this new version of me and I'm trying to find comfort in her. So anyways, my homework assignment from my life coach was to sit with this newfound acceptance and find ways to create discipline in this new part of me. Now that I don't need it, and it's purely about want, how do I stick to it? Well, the first thing I have to do is trust myself. I have a really difficult time with trusting myself. And what's weird about that is I have really been able to lean on myself throughout the years, and I've been able to count on myself, and I've been able to actually achieve the things that I told myself I would do. So I don't know why I struggle with trusting myself, but I think if I were to really dissect it, it's just about the fact that I struggle to trust myself when I'm comfortable. Because when there's discomfort, oh, I'm gonna make sure that I'll do anything to get back to comfort. But what about when I'm not dying and I'm not struggling and I'm not losing it? You know, all of the relationships in my life are aligned. Everything in my life is going well. How can I trust myself to know, okay, I find this beautiful. I am so grateful, but I still need to create healthy habits. I still need to get work done. I still need to be responsive. I still need to be someone who is there and present. And this all just goes back to knowing that I'm going to get it done because I said so. And finding the purpose beneath the passion, because the passion has always been there, but the passion was also fueled by struggle, by not fully being at my potential. And I was someone who could not wait to see my potential just grow. And now that I'm someone who has fully achieved my goals, my dreams, and seen myself actually live the day-to-day that I've always desired, it feels so out of body for me. I also think a huge way to stick to this newfound discipline is understanding that balance is everything. I think I started to practice balance a lot more this summer.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Going back into Hail Miss of last year, I had no balance. I was work, 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 work. Occasionally, I would take myself out on a solo date. Occasionally, I would go out with my best friend and we would get dinner. But for the most part, my whole life was revolving around work. Where now, it's more leisure. To stick to this discipline in my comfort, it's leisure, it's work, it's habits, it's hobbies, and really just balancing it all. There has to be a way where you create boundaries around your routine where you're able to push yourself to do things at certain times and then also relax at other times. And that is important. So that's something that I'm navigating and learning. I also think that giving myself more slack when I'm not feeling it is something that I'm doing more. I have found so much beauty in resting, where before rest days were not a thing. I would be so mad at myself and I would have so much shame around rest. And now I'm like, hey girl, if you're not feeling it, you're not feeling it. It's okay. And I trust myself, going back into my first point, I trust myself enough to get out of that. That there's a time limit to the rest. There's a moment where you kind of recognize, okay, I did what I needed to do. I did that self-care. I did that self-reflection. I did that rest. Now it's time to get back into my routine, and I trust myself to do that. And I think what's so beautiful about giving myself the slack and this newfound acceptance is that there's so much feminine energy around me now. My rest, my comfort, my safety and security that I have provided myself has allowed me to tap into my feminine energy so much more. And I didn't even realize it. I am so much slower. I am so much more flowing. I flow a little bit better. I receive better. I have a little bit more of an open schedule. I'm not as demanding. I find that I'm not as hard and harsh. And what a beautiful thing to recognize about yourself. So this has been such a beautiful experience to be able to experience. And I'm so grateful for that. What's really important in this discipline is finding the need to do something that isn't dire. If you're someone who thrives in chaos or is a better worker when you're struggling, this time is designed to allow you to grow and expand and work even when it's not a dire situation, even when it's not something that is life or death. I am learning that work is about connection. It's about passion. It's about healthy habits. It's about tapping into other aspects of myself without it feeling like strife, like struggle, like necessary. It doesn't need to be that way. So I have learned to make words different Work used to mean struggle. It used to mean necessary. It used to mean now, where now work means happiness, connection, love, healthy habits. It's really shifting my mental around these things. I was thinking the other day about how last year on the weekends, I would call my mom every like 2 hours because I didn't have single friends at the time. My life was a little bit different. I wasn't really dating. And my weekends were spent home working. And when I was done working, I would sit in my house, especially in the wintertime when the sun sets a lot earlier. And I would feel so, not lonely, but just bored. And I would call my mom like every 3 hours and be like, hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on? And it's so funny. I was speaking to my mom the other day and I was letting her know I was going out. And she was like, you know, I'm really happy that you go out more on the weekends. Like, it makes me happy for you. Like, this is nice for you. And it felt good that she said that, that she was so accepting of that. And it made me think about how there was a time when I wasn't doing that. And it feels really good that I'm able to shift my life around to work for me. And I don't even feel bad for past versions of myself. It worked for me in that moment, but it doesn't work for me anymore. And life is about altering your life to work for you. And in this part of my life, I am learning to alter it to be disciplined and healthy and to get things done amongst the comfort, amongst the peace, rather than needing to do it because I'm struggling. And that is the importance of maintaining what you've built. When I've thought about what my life would look like, I never really thought that I wouldn't feel that tenseness in my chest. I thought that even when I got all of my goals achieved, that I still would feel that struggle, that tenseness, that fear that I was going to lose it. But now that I've been comfortable for a decent amount of time, I genuinely have so much peace in my heart and so much safety and security that now the maintenance of my life will be about having discipline, even though I'm not struggling. And I'm hoping that if you're listening to this and your dream is to get here, that you also can have these conversations with yourself. Like, what am I going to do when I do actually achieve the things that I want? Am I going to feel like I'm going to lose it? Am I going to feel like I need to keep struggling? Am I going to feel like I can relax? Am I going to let go of it? There is a balance in accepting your new life and still loving it enough to work at it. And that has been my new discovery. I'm hoping that down the line I can explain this deeper to you guys where I understand and navigate it better because this is new for me. I have been financially free since I was 22, but this is the first year that I feel comfortable. This is the first year where I don't feel like I need to do anything. I could rest and be fine. I could do nothing and be fine. And that is a very interesting but beautiful feeling. I hope that you guys took something away from this episode. I love you guys more than words can describe. I hope that you guys go over to my YouTube channel and watch my Hail Miss content. I am doing giveaways over there, so please go and tune in and see what's going on. I love you guys so much, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, everyone.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.